This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah.
There we go.
We good.
All right.
So, Ellen DeGeneres. What?
I think I didn't have the right button pushed in for you. There's too many buttons sometimes.
Oh. I'm here.
I'm glad there's only one button on people's phones and radio dial. There's no buttons on my phone. It's great. I hate buttons. Go ahead.
You're the air traffic controller behind the board
I know.
Right now. Just, you have a lot of buttons.
I know.
Just don't tell anyone you've been doing this for 100 years and you already know what they do, so it's on you.
Hashtag button life, man.
What's going on? When a pilot messes up, you're like, you've been trained for this.
Don't tell me that. I'm taking pilot exams. This weekend. Stop it.
God, never mind. Okay, so I got to tell you about the Ellen Show.
Yeah.
The Ellen Show, she had a virtual town hall on Monday.
Okay.
Where she had the whole staff on. Because her show has been hit with all these allegations. Three executive producers, like the people that worked with her closest friends,
yeah.
She did fire them. All three of them who were being accused of sexual harassment,
yeah.
Hostile work environments. She let them go. And then on this meeting that she had with the staff, they told them about some new benefits they were going to get. Paid time for doctor's appointments and family matters. Five paid days off. They would now get birthdays off. So she's kind of throwing more benefits at them to make them happy.
Yeah.
But then she also said, but I want everyone to speak up. And they were encouraged to speak up. So some of the people that were on the call said it did raise the morale of the staff. That was kind of what they needed. They needed those people gone. They needed apologies. They just want to know they're worth it and that somebody cares, you know?
They probably want transparency too.
Moving forward, exactly.
You want to know what's going on.
Avoid it.
If so much stuff's been going on behind closed doors,
yeah,
I want to know that I'm in a safe environment for me mentally and physically and emotionally and you know all that stuff.
Riggs, I saw a great quote the other day as we're talking about sexual harassment in the workplace, and it said something like. It was about men who only respect women they're attracted to. And I was like, oh my God, that's so relatable as a woman. We see that all the time.
Really?
Like, which, yes. Oh, yes, dude. I bet it happens in workplaces all the time. You can text in to 414-799-1037. And this isn't all men. You're not like this, but there are a lot of men. You get in there and it's like they're very nice if they're attracted. And then that's the same thing with the sexual harassment. But if they get denied... Then they also right. you also that, get you know goes, retaliation.
That
it's
goes
a lot of places.
That
yeah.
goes both ways. Who are you going to take more respect from as a woman, like Chad that works at Speedway, or a guy that looks like Brad Pitt or Ryan Gosling or something like that? You're gonna be like, oh,
well,
hi, how
Brad,
are you?
There's no Brad Pitts at Speedway. No
I'm
offense
saying,
to my friends at Speedway.
I'm saying,
we don't think with our bottom half. So no,
well, no,
women
but if
don't do that like
but
men
if
do.
Somebody's more visually attractive, you're more apt to be like, oh,
yes.
I think psychologically any human's programmed to be like that. So you can't make it all men.
It was basically you can't just. Respect the women you're attracted to.
Right.
That was the point of the whole story.
Right.
Which is
I only respect you because I might get to sleep with you. Essentially,
well, they don't know that they're only they don't know they're doing it. They have no awareness. That's the next problem.
That's
my point.
Yeah.
You know, they have no awareness of it.
Uh huh.
We see it. That's you know.
Be more aware.
So yeah. So Ellen is making changes.
We'll
see how the new season goes.
Good.
I don't know. Right. Be interesting.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Are you okay?
I don't know, Allie. I don't know if I'm okay.
You sound like me every other day.
I don't know if I'm okay.
I don't know.
Earlier this week, I was talking about how I'm getting a medical exam for getting...
Okay.
I'm getting my tandem rating for skydiving. I jump out of airplanes, so I'm getting what's called a tandem rating.
How many jumps have you done?
As of yesterday, 561.
Jesus.
Yeah,
that's impressive,
like that.
Brother.
Yeah. So I'm gonna.
So
get,
now you're gonna get it, so you can jump with other people and make some money, right?
Yeah, because they were like, "Oh, you should do this. It's a course. It's only a couple days long. There's only five jumps required with it." And I was like, "Okay, cool."
Yeah.
And then they sent me a link to a manual. They were like, "Just read through this manual and come see us on Friday and bring us the test. Take the 103 question test."
Okay.
And yesterday I was here at work and I've been looking at the digital document, but I was like, I should probably print some of it out. So I hit print. It is 135 pages, Allie.
No way.
Of
No,
protocols
I see it.
And procedures.
That is a lot.
And what to do if this happens. It's basically a big, big, giant manual of what to do if blank happens.
It's very similar to when you took your driving test. And
yes.
You needed to know all these silly laws that,
and things that
may
could,
or may not happen.
Yes, exactly. But you need to be aware of all of them and anticipate them in case they do happen.
Right,
but
right.
My question for you, when you took tests in like high school back in the day, did you take them well? Were you a good test taker? Because
because my parents were educators, and if I didn't get good grades, I got in deep doo-doo, man.
Right.
So you got to remember that was not acceptable in my house. I could bring home B's, maybe a C, but boo-wee. So I actually applied myself out of pure fear.
Yeah. Well, I was told that too. I was told that B's are failing. And I was like, oh my God, like anything below a B is failing. So I was like, it's a C plus. C is average. And they're like, are you okay with being average? Really? You're okay with just average, Andrew?
Well, yeah, because the C means you missed a lot of questions.
Yes.
Let's be real.
It totally does.
It means you missed half the questions.
So I have like the test in front of me, and it's one of like it's kind of an open book type test because you'll have somebody with you and they're going to go through this entire list of 103 questions. I mean, this is like a six-hour class I'm taking today.
Yeah.
Today.
Today. Wait, 6 hours?
Yes, it's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I have to be there to East Troy and take this thing.
Okay, so wait. Are they going to go over all those things?
I
don't think you should be worried, because what they're going to do is go over all that stuff and then the test. I bet you. And so you're going to have it fresh in your mind. You're going to read it. They're going to reteach it to you. And everything's going to be just fine, right?
I hope so. I really do, because this is overwhelming. All this stuff. If you've taken tests like this before,
it's 414. You haven't taken one in a while. Go ahead.
Nurses have taken it, doctors, lawyers for other types of exams. 414-799-1037. I haven't taken tests of any sort in years. Years.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
So 103 Same. Questions is daunting, especially when I'm going to be learning to do something that's like has somebody else's life in my hands.
And if you're not if you don't read on a regular basis or like refresh your mind, it gets harder to do stuff like that. Like reading regularly, even if you're just reading the news, okay?
Yeah.
Like I'm not talking about reading a book, people. I'm just talking about reading.
Yeah.
Read a damn entertainment article. Just read. It really keeps your brain fresh.
It does. And it's something something about reading something, finding something that you're actually interested in to read.
That's right.
It's hard sometimes.
It is hard. And yeah, it is hard.
Because like I can read through this and I'm honestly comprehending everything that's in it because
you're into
I'm
it.
Actually interested in it. I mean, I can tell you like drogue speeds and air wind velocity speeds and lift versus drag. I can do all that stuff. But
I wouldn't know any of that. I'm going to open our text real quick. 414-799-1037. Don't be scared, Riggs.
I'm a little freaked out. I'm not a good test taker. I'm not a good test taker at all.
You're
going
to come back. Let me just tell everyone. He's going to come back with like 100 and be like, oh, I don't know how I did it. You're
going
to be that guy.
You think? I'll let you know on Monday then at this time. Monday at this time, I'll let you know.
Somebody texted into 414-799-1037 and said, tuned in late. What test is it?
I'm going to be a skydive instructor, basically a tandem instructor. So if you go to jump out of an airplane and you're strapped to someone, like they hook you up in front and they're wearing the parachute, I'm going to be the guy in your back that's like saving your life. That's going to be me. And it's
in
a little terrifying.
In East Troy. There's more than one skydiving place.
Skydive Milwaukee in East Troy. And I think that's what's getting to me, the daunting part, is the fact that I'm taking someone else with me and I have someone else's life in my hands.
You don't want the responsibility.
Well, I do, and I know I can do it, but it's just daunting. It's a big thing. Right?
Yeah.
It's a big thing, because I don't want to take somebody like they hurt
have
themselves.
Children. I have to keep them alive. I get it. It's a nightmare.
But I'm not related to this person. They're going to be a complete stranger. It's going to be Chad from Muskego that wants to go on a skydive. I'm going to take his sorority brothers out. What?
Somebody else texted in something that made me really laugh and said, many tests like these have at least 1 to 2 answers that are obviously wrong on every question.
Yes.
They used to be a lifeguard instructor. They said it's like a lifeguard test.
How
when they're
fast
trying to trick you?
Right. How fast do you go on a skydive? A, 1,000,000 miles an hour. B, 1,000,000,000 miles an hour. C, 1,000,000,000 miles an hour. Or D, 120.
Somebody else texted in, actually, this is a good question. They said, wait, Riggs, how much do I have to pay to have you on my back?
It's like less than $200. We can make it happen if you go to Skydive Milwaukee. Yeah.
Is that, how much is it, though, really, to skydive?
It's about less than $200. Anybody can walk in off the street.
So if they wanted to try a tandem.
Yeah.
Because people want to know these things. Yeah,
they totally could. And as of about, I don't know, probably, hopefully, 2 to 3 weeks from now, maybe a month from now, I'll be able to take you and you can trust your life with me.
I'm still not going with you, but I will watch all day long.
See why I'm nervous? See? 103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, man.
What?
I was just reading about this story, Allie.
Oh, no. About Kanye?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting.
And?
So do you remember when Kanye was trying to get on the ballot and they were like trying to get, they had to get like 2,000 signatures by 5 p.m. on August 5th, right?
Yeah, they were trying to exploit a guy with mental health issues. Don't get me started. But yes, I remember the guy who needs to be getting treatment. Yes.
Well, the woman that turned in the paperwork, the lawyer, turned it in at 5. It was supposed to be in by 5 p.m. on August 5th. They turned it in at 5 o'clock. And 14 seconds. And by the time it took, they did that on purpose.
Are you kidding me right now?
Listen, it goes deeper.
Okay, tell me, from the time it took
from get to the first to the third floor and fill out all the paperwork and process it, it was 5:01 and some time. And they were like, we're going to hold their feet to the fire on this because they hold people's feet to the fire on signatures. If you have to have 2,000 signatures and you only have 1,999 signatures, you're not on the ballot. They were like, if we hold someone to that standard, it has to be exact. Like, you know it's 5 o'clock. Get there at 4:50 and turn it in at 4:55 before 5 o'clock.
This has been going on for weeks. Why would they be late? That doesn't make any sense because to me, it's like, you know you had those signatures if you had them.
Right.
So to me, it makes me think that it was a stunt. Like, how can we have him not get in where it's not his fault or our fault?
Because he had the signatures.
Some staffer's fault. That's what I'm saying.
They verified all the signatures. He was there 14 seconds late is what they said. So they deliberated for 2.5 hours. Wasted 2.5 hours of time to say something.
Whether you should let a guy who's having a bipolar manic episode run for president. Like, we're good here, okay?
Right.
Come on.
So he will not be on the ballot in November.
That's actually a wild story. And quite frankly, I don't care if it was a stunt or not. He's not on it, so I'm fine.
No.
Okay?
No. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Here's his best friend, by the way, Taylor Swift.
Stop.
This is the one.
I love this song.
I know it's Taylor Swift.
It grew on me.
Check it. It's Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, well, it is Friday, so let's talk about some juicy stuff.
Yeah.
And today we're going to talk about good old John Mayer and the thruple he was involved in. Now, he's not talking about this, but one of the women is.
Okay.
So, according to Sheena Shea, who is from Vanderpump Rules.
Who is it again? What's her name?
Sheena Shea. She's on Vanderpump Rules. Okay. I don't expect you to know her, but if you watch Vanderpump Rules, you definitely know who I'm talking about. Okay. She is also the woman who had an affair with Brandy Glanville's husband. Not the point. Okay. But long before they split.
Okay.
Look, she now, you know, all these reality stars have podcasts now.
Yes, they do.
It's their thing, you know, So she has a podcast and she's on it and she's talking about how she used to have a thruple right after John Mayer broke up with Jennifer Aniston, which was 2009-ish, I almost want to say, because that was when he played Summerfest and she was here on the bus in Milwaukee. So he breaks up with Jennifer Aniston and Sheena says that her and her friend Stacy, who, by the way, was the bartender on The Hills, people, a lot of people know who I'm talking about. So Sheena and Stacy from The Hills, the bartender, started this relationship with John Mayer. And she said, we would all just hang out and it would just turn into the three of us. And I think, I don't need to be graphic about what they were doing, but she said at one point,
they were playing hot dogs and donuts.
They were playing hot dogs and donuts. She said, but at one point,
more hot dogs than donuts.
She started getting jealous of the third, which is so classic. You know, the women that think they're cool and want to invite one in, then they're like, oh, I can't. You want to be cool for the dude, but you can't handle it emotionally.
No.
And you're lying to yourself, right?
Well, yeah.
So she says, okay, well, eventually, so that stopped working because she was getting jealous of his relationship with the third one and said they were closer as time went on. So that messed with her head. So, yeah, so John Mayer, there's one of his many thruples. His rep had no comment, which, what are they going to say? But none of this is surprising that he would have had two reality stars coming to his house on a regular basis. It doesn't surprise me. They're fame searchers, you know what I mean? Like, those are the chicks.
Do you remember the 90s when John Mayer was on Jennifer Love Hewitt. Remember her?
I forgot. He dated everyone. Jessica Simpson.
He did. Oh,
Jennifer Aniston. Like, what is it with this guy? It's got to be the guitar.
It is the guitar.
Because I don't know what gets in.
It is 100% the guitar. Because anytime you got a guy that sings Fathers Be Good to Your Daughters, You're like,
oh. Wally's got a thruple going on.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, you're triggering me for all the men that pretend to be good dads right now. See?
Send your child support payments.
Send
go
it
to
now.
The slammer. We were talking about the perks that you have at your job. I think our perks have kind of diminished because we don't have concerts to go to anymore. Mm-hmm. Like some of the perks of being on the radio.
Oh.
But
are going to concerts.
Yes.
You get to meet celebrities, which by the way gets old after a while, in fairness.
Yeah, it does. But I what are some of the perks that people have for their jobs though? Maybe they're more or less perks because of COVID. I don't know. 414-799-1037. You can call or text 414-799-1037. Yes.
I know you want one deeper than this, but you know what mine is now that I've been working from home?
What
I know
is it?
You're in the studio, Riggs. I pay so much at home for coffee. Like, oh my gosh, did I take coffee for granted, man?
Oh, so
that was a perk for work that I took for granted. Now I'm like, damn, I'm spending a lot on coffee at home. So like little things like that even.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe people have had perks that they now lost the perks because they're not going into work like that before.
Yeah.
Like maybe somebody was stocking vending machines and now they're not going in offices to stock them. So they have all these extra snacks laying around their house.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be a good one?
Ooh.
The perks of your work, 414-799-1037. I have a friend that owns a CrossFit gym in Wakanda, Illinois.
Wakanda
Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
He's been bragging on his social media, on his Instagram. He's always got these videos of this amazing gym that he has. Mm-hmm. He's in incredible shape, of course. He's a CrossFit gym owner guy. Mm-hmm. But he's also been able to work out throughout quarantine because even when they shut down the gyms and everything was closed down for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
He had a whole area where he could go and he was like every day.
He had a small area.
Yeah, every day posting his gym. He was like, oh.
See, my hairstylist and I talked about this because she's in a tiny salon, which is her and another person. And she said, this is benefiting me right now, but not being in a bigger one with a ton of people. She goes, because I could do it a lot safer. I could, you know, move people around. I was like, yeah, I could see that. So I bet that's the same thing. Yeah.
So what are like the perks of your work now? Are they better or worse since things have been going down? Maybe you now have new perks. Like you work at a place that makes free hand sanitizer and you get it all the time for free.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, and I just actually didn't read. They said the other day, did you know you need to wash your hands between each hand sanitizer application?
Between each one?
Yes, that it can diminish the, yes.
I got to go wash my hands again now. Those of us that are still fortunate to have jobs sometimes get perks of those jobs. It's 103.7 KISS FM. What are your work perks, the stuff that you get at your job, the things you can brag about? You can text or call 414-799-1037. 414-799-1037. Use it to call or text. You said people were texting. I also put it on our Facebook page, Allie.
They're texting in some really funny stuff. Somebody texted in, I'm a garbage man. Perk is I get to dump anything for free.
That's true.
On my slow days, I can go to my house and pick up whatever I want. I did a total gut on my house. And redid my concrete too. Dumped it all for free. Somebody else texted in, this one's really funny. They said, I get perks at work too. I get to do my job and two others with reduced pay. Oh, wait. Dude, I'm sure there's so many people with all the cuts that went on that can relate to you. Trust me. So.
I put this on our Facebook page. You can also call or text 414-799-1037. Kim put on our Facebook page a picture of you and her. She said, when I was living in Milwaukee working in the Bucks Pro Shop, I got to meet Allie. That was my perk.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You remember Kim?
I'm not a perk.
Was she there, right? Well, you were that day.
Of course I remember that because I've been to the... I remember being there. So yes, of course I remember that.
Michael says, I work for myself, so I make my own schedule. That's my own perk because I'm self-employed. Of course.
That's a good deal.
Yep.
One of our perks is that our schedule and fairness.
It is.
I mean...
Having an early... I love having a morning schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a morning person, though. That's me.
Well, because by noon, we're done a lot by noon.
Which shift would this be considered? First, second, or third shift? I don't even know.
I think we're close to first,
yeah.
But we get done 4 hours before first.
Right?
We're such jerks. We better shut up right now, dude.
So Megan says, I work in a salon. I own my own salon. That means I can cut and color my hair whenever I want to, and all of my friends' hair whenever I want to. Such a perk. You don't have to pay for that either.
That's a big, big perk. Somebody said, I work in healthcare. I can't remember the last time I bought Band-Aids.
Band-Aids?
Those things that cost money you don't think of, you know?
Oh, that's right.
Because I have kids. I'm constantly buying, running out. And so little things like that.
Wendy said that she works at an orthodontist office and she gets free orthodontic care for her and her kids. That's an amazing perk.
That's a good perk, dude. Any kind of like medical care or like health care or working
that discounted
for someone.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It's like when you see a woman or a man who works for a plastic surgeon, they've had it all done.
Everything.
We've had people text in about that. They're like, I work for a plastic surgeon. It's great.
I bet it is. You can call or text 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM 103.7. Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Today's Friday, in case you're wondering. It's a weekend. Mm-hmm. There's a two-day weekend ahead of us.
Shut up, Rick. You got a two-day weekend.
You get a two-day weekend like normal.
Well, Labor Day's coming up, so two weeks from that. Yeah.
By the way, I forgot. You can text your favorite old school song because we're doing a big countdown for that, aren't we?
Yes, we have the old school jam countdown. So any of your like favorite old school jams or anything you want to hear that weekend, you can totally text to us.
Yeah,
so Rick has the number.
I do. Text the word old and the song you want to hear to 20357.
So I would do old Hypnotize to the number, which is
20357. And I would do old Big Pimpin'.
Ooh.
To 20357, because I'd like to hear some old school Jay-Z. Why not? That's how
yes.
I roll.
Yes.
So last night was the final night of the Democratic National Convention, which was like minimally, I don't feel like there's even any mention of Milwaukee at all in any of it.
There wasn't
a lot.
We
got the shaft so hard.
We did.
Hardcore.
I mean, our governor spoke. We saw the night before last. He opened, actually. And they had been opening with Milwaukee people, but you have to watch the whole thing to get that. And let's be real, I understand that some people are just tuning in for Michelle Obama or Joe Biden or Barack Obama. Like, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But they do a little, but it was not, you wouldn't have known that Milwaukee was representing. I agree with you on that, for sure.
Well, I would especially want it because the Democratic Party, I mean, Hillary didn't come here in 2016. And that hurt her pretty bad, if I remember correctly. Why wouldn't they make a bigger presence in Wisconsin?
She spoke at this one.
Yeah.
But they all did, yeah.
But making a bigger presence known for, hey, Wisconsin, we were supposed to be in Milwaukee, but it's not. I thought there'd be more of that, but it's fine.
Because we're in one of those states that matters. Yeah,
I thought they'd put more emphasis on Wisconsin, but that's fine. So Joe Biden accepted the nomination for presidential nomination. What would happen if he didn't accept it? If he walked out and was like,
I would die laughing.
Anytime I see that, I go Kamala Harris. When she accepted, I'm like, what if they walked out and was like, I was just kidding. Have a nice day. Good luck. See ya. Good luck, America.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do it anymore.
Could you imagine? No. But he had a pretty,
yes, I could. And it could actually be funny.
He had a pretty fiery speech last night. They had his family on. He was talking about how he wanted to be an ally of light instead of darkness. I mean, he gave a good speech. It was a good, Joe Biden style speech.
Stuff going on, man. I think about that a lot. Like, I just want us to be in a better place.
Dark year. This year in general
it's like,
has just
been
like,
ugh. I need things to change. I need some change. I can't.
So that happened last night. And next week is the Republican convention. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Okay.
Probably the same thing virtually.
I'm sure
a lot
it's going
it
to be
virtual.
Similar, but we'll
there
see.
There will be. And then President Trump is supposed to accept the nomination at the White House. And that's all happening next week. So
I did see the list of speakers and it was no Billie Eilish. And
They never do. The Republican
Why does
Party.
The Republican can never pull in a good speaker. What is that?
Well, they'll get like the old guys. They'll get like.
But it's Scott Baio again.
James
it's people
is
like
it
that.
James Woods?
Yes.
I don't know.
James Woods was on there.
Well, the other thing I wanted to say about the Democratic National Convention that was supposed to be in Milwaukee is they sent us these bobbleheads. The National Bobblehead Museum is in Milwaukee, Allie.
Yes, I've learned that.
Well, they made these limited edition bobbleheads. It's a little donkey for the Democratic National Convention. It's a little bobblehead donkey.
I wonder if they do a Republican one next week or they just
probably.
Did that because it was in Milwaukee. It's the time of year.
It is the political season. There's a big election this year. So I'll put a picture of it on our Instagram. You can check check that out. This is a commercial-free hour on 103.7 KISS FM and the weekend.
This is one of those elections we'll never forget because of what a weird year it was, right?
Yes. 2020. Remember that year? Oh, what part of it? Which part of 2020?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Ellen DeGeneres for a minute. She did fire three of her executive producers, which are the closest people to her. So that was a first step.
Yeah.
She got on a call with her staff on Monday. We've talked about this a little. I'm just recapping for people that have missed pieces of it. But she got on this call with her staff, and she basically said that she was not only going to give them more benefits, like their birthday off, doctor's appointments, they will get paid, you know, leave to go to a doctor's appointment, things like that. Okay. She added all these benefits, and then, of course, said she wants everyone to feel comfortable saying if they're in a toxic work environment or have any problems. Now, sources said after the call, morale was better for the staff because she basically said, I got rid of all the people that were harassing you. I've offered you all these benefits, and now I want this open door policy to go. So,
yeah,
what will happen now? I don't know, because some people live and some people don't when it comes to stuff like this. And you know what I mean? Not live literally, but their show will live on or it won't. So, there is something to doing the right thing. And I guess because I think the allegations weren't directly at Ellen. They were at the men, the three men around her.
Sure.
There was were the big allegations of the sexual harassment and stuff.
There were some people that said that Ellen was less than pleasant to be around, and she had kind of the Devil Wears Prada type attitude. Where
and
she
they
was
couldn't
very...
talk to her in the hall, supposedly, according to a staffer. But yeah, so... That you don't want a hostile place with that either.
No, but I would rather transparency in a healthy work environment rather than just tossing me some benefits like, oh, I get my birthday off. Thanks. But
absolutely.
Are you going to stop harassing me at office parties?
I'm trying to think. Like, think if you ever worked with a person who needed, like, who got fired or needed to be or something. Like, I would think that's some kind of relief for the people that were getting harassed.
Yeah.
But there should be more. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just, we're just watching it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even have a thought on how this is going to
pan out.
If you told
me 5 years ago that there was going to be a drama on the Ellen show about like sexual harassment and stuff like this, I'd be like,
you'd be
what?
Like, what?
You're out of your mind. What is it, 2020 or something? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As you reach for a cup of coffee, Allie, I'm wondering if you really learned anything yesterday from your...
I don't know if I really did.
caffeine. By the way, you can always call or text the phone number. It's 414-799-1037. That's also the text number. The same for both. 414-799-1037. So what happened? Your little experiment yesterday.
So I said I'm so sick of being jittery and shaky, and I was consuming so much. I'm like, I'm going to give myself a heart attack if I don't make some changes. Forget about how awful I feel when I drink this much caffeine. So I cut back, and I told you I was drinking an insane amount of coffee and Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. And I drink a lot of water, too. So yesterday... I didn't have any Diet Coke, and I intentionally didn't buy it.
Good.
So I had two Diet Dr. Pepper cans in the morning.
Okay.
And I had two cups of coffee, which is like a small amount for me, okay? Normally, seven Diet Cokes and like five cups of coffee, okay?
Good. So you scaled back significantly.
I scaled back.
Significantly, sounds like.
Yes. And I even, in the afternoon, went and got my favorite little treat, a McDonald's Diet Coke. And I thought, okay, you haven't had caffeine in a couple hours. Try one. I didn't even finish it, Riggs. I drank like half of it and put it in the fridge.
Good.
Okay, swear to God. And then here's where it gets funny.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep at 3 p.m. and I didn't wake up until 11 o'clock last night. And then I was up from 11 to 2.
What?
And then I slept from 2 to 4:30 and got up for the show. I mean, so basically, I am not having a heart attack today, but I am so whacked out now on my sleep because I couldn't sleep because I was drinking too much caffeine. So then I come back and all I do is sleep.
That's all you did. So
I knew that was going to happen. The
complete opposite direction.
Complete.
So you need to find a happy medium in between the two now, clearly.
So I'm trying to do that by like lowering my tolerance now. Like this is only my I'm going to call this my second cup because even though you've seen me come up with three, I've poured out like half of two because they got warm, I'm trying. I don't want to be wasteful, but I just want to get it down.
That's my number one problem with coffee. Why I don't drink coffee anymore. Because when I pour it, it's too hot. And by the time it's drinking temperature, I've forgotten about it. Now it's too cold. Now it's pretty much iced coffee. It's gross.
Well, and if I'm going to cut back on my coffee like this, I should just put it in a thermos cup,
which will keep it hot,
and then I won't be wasting coffee.
Or one of those Yeti cups.
This was my biggest fear last night because my kids were gone. Yeah. So like that just set up the whole thing to go down.
You had peace and quiet.
If they were here, I would have, because all I want is some peace. Like that's actually what I want. It's not that I'm like always on edge, but the caffeine doesn't help with that. It's like speed, you know what I mean?
It's a stimulant. Of course.
So I did get some sleep finally.
Good.
I got a little too much.
Good.
And I'm sure this is going to go on, but the good news is next time I have an actual real Diet Coke, it's probably going to feel normal good.
Yes.
Not shaky, crazy good. You know what I mean?
A nice even buzz, a good caffeine buzz you'll get going.
So, we can talk about it on Monday, but I think we see where this is going.
Yes.
It's turning into, and my kids are coming back today. So I'm going to be like, oh, and if mommy falls asleep at 4, just push her and yell at her.
Pour a Diet Coke on her head, please.
Pour a Diet Coke on my head and scream at me.
You can call with your caffeine confessions if you want to. It's 414-799-1037. You can text that too.
Can't win for trying.
103.7 Kiss FM. Caffeine confessions with the mornings.
As I sip from my coffee, my toasted Graham Starbucks Keurig coffee.
Ooh.
As I sip from my solid flavor. The toasted Graham is a solid flavor.
My Miami Cola Bang. I like these Bang energy drinks because they've got like a thousand different flavors and they're great.
I thought you were going to say 1,000 milligrams of caffeine like you did yesterday.
Oh, that too, probably. That too. Yes. Oh, and chemicals that I can't pronounce that are probably murdering my kidneys. But you know what? It keeps me awake. Keeps me going.
And I honestly just didn't like the way I felt anymore. I knew that something was off and I had to make a change because physically I was so damn shaky.
Oh, yeah.
You're
all jittery.
Every day.
You can't sleep. You wake
I
up in sweats.
I wasn't even enjoying it. Yeah, it was just a nightmare. So people are texting in. You can text into 414-799-1037.
Yep.
Somebody said, thanks again for the push. I needed to try and cut back too.
Yeah. We could all dial it back a little bit. Autumn's driving to work this morning from Big Bend to Waukesha, right?
Correct.
Nice. So what's your caffeine confession with us this morning?
So I used to work third shift. So
ooh.
I was banging out energy drinks like they were going out of style to the point where they didn't work on me when I
started
second shift.
Yeah.
And now, like, because my job being in salon, I work sometimes second shift, sometimes like early in the morning, like this morning.
Yeah.
So I get like an energy drink on my way to work and it kind of works for like a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, I'll be honest, like a couple weekends ago, I drank 4 Red Bulls on the way up to in Wisconsin, and I didn't even start shaking. Like,
right.
You do build up a tolerance. I agree.
That's the problem, and then it's just a waste, and all you're doing is hurting your body, and you're getting nothing out of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like literally being at the rock bottom of being a drug addict. You can no longer get anything out of this. It's hurting your life, and you can't stop. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's like not, but you know what I mean?
And
it's like, what am I doing here?
We're like those people in Wisconsin that are like, I have a high alcohol tolerance. I can drink like a 12-pack of beer before I feel anything.
I can do that too, but that's
good for you,
but
Autumn.
The difference is she doesn't do it daily, Riggs.
Right. Thank you.
Right.
Autumn, hey, thanks so much for listening this morning. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You guys too.
You do. Bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Brianna.
Brianna, are you calling about your caffeine confessions?
Yes.
Okay, go.
About a year ago, I was... Literally every day, I was drinking about a 24-pack of Mountain Dew.
What?
Okay, stop, because thank you for calling in. I actually feel better, because yesterday I admitted I was like at a 12-pack a day, and I thought I was like, I was so mortified to tell that on the air.
But you were drinking.
Now I feel a little bit better.
regular Mountain Dew.
Yes, regular Mountain.
Full sugar. Full sugar, everything.
Just do cocaine. Terrible. I mean, what are you doing?
Sure.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah, it was terrible. I literally, every day, a 24-pack of Mountain Dew, and then
every day?
I also have at least 1 to 2 cups of coffee.
Wow, in cans?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is,
I stopped because it was affecting my health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. Once I stopped, I went through major withdrawal symptoms.
Uh-huh.
Because my body was essentially...
You're addicted. Yes. It is a drug. You are addicted.
You are
it's going to cause problems when you withdraw. If you can get through that, yeah.
Weeks. Yeah. Don't do the do so much, man. Lay off on the do, bro.
24 pack of do. Well, can I say something else to her, too,
that was a
big thing for me? Is that you also are spending a lot of money. I mean, at the end of the day, you're spending a lot of money on soda. I mean, think about it. Yeah. That's a lot.
How much is a 24 pack of Mountain Dew? Do you remember how much you would pay for one?
I bet you it's at least $8.
The other thing is, I was also 17. I'm currently 18 years old. And
when you're 17,
because it was my first job. So I'm like, oh, I have this money. I can spend it. I'm on 24 packs of Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh. All right. Layoff. I'm glad that you backed off the Mountain Dew and you're much better now. You're in a better place. You're in a good place.
Thanks for calling, girl. Somebody else, man. These one-uppers. That's 24 a day.
There's always a caffeine one-upper. And this morning, you win. Congratulations.
Go, girl.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah.
You know, it's Friday. We'll keep it light and funny because John Mayer trending today. I know, who the hell cares? But he's trending because a good old reality star decided to tell her story about having a throuple with him after he broke up with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, really?
If you've ever watched Vanderpump Rules, which...
I haven't, but please fill me in.
Great reality show. Sheena, she's on Vanderpump Rules, you know if you watch it.
Yeah.
She did a podcast and just decided this week to just talk about her throuple with John Mayer. She said, when him and Jennifer Aniston broke up, which would have been 2009-ish, because he was playing Summerfest and she was here on his bus. I'll never forget that.
Right.
She said as soon as they broke up, she met John at a cigar bar because she was a waitress.
Yeah.
Okay. And she said they became friends. Eventually, she went home with them and he said, bring a friend. She brings another reality star, Stacy, the bartender from The Hills. Trust me, if you watch The Hills, you totally are understanding all of this.
Okay.
If you're not, just think of two hot, random LA chicks. I don't know what they're, completely,
Fair.
So... she said they started having this throuple, and they were like this couple of three, and that it was all great until he started liking Stacy the bartender more, and she started taking it personally.
Yeah.
And which is what's going to happen in a group of three.
For those of you who may not know, a throuple would be three people who are in agreed upon relationship together.
Yes,
and it's all okay with everybody, allegedly,
right,
with air quotes.
And I'm not saying that she was committed to John Mayer, but she sang throuple.
Uh-huh.
Who knows if they were exclusive?
Let's see. If there's two chicks and one guy, the thruple benefits the man.
How many times do you think John Mayer had thruples with
Oh my God. Countless.
The guy must have just...
countless. Think of him. He was your body is a wonderland guy. He was
the guy that would walk up to a chick, he could probably walk up to you with his guitar and you'd faint because...
yeah,
you buy into the guitar, right?
Yeah,
the guitar is a trick.
Yeah,
it's
say
a trick.
Your body's a wonderland. You'd be like, oh, it's so cute. Oh, it's so cute.
And you know what
the other
funny thing is?
Yeah, fun.
I can tell you as a woman, like how many, sometimes you meet men and you're like, he's okay. And then you see him on stage and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So it's totally, totally a fame, totally BS is my point.
See, I'm the opposite. People hear me on the radio and they're like, ooh. And then they see me in person and they're like, oh. Oh, man. Oh.
Shut up. Then you're not.
103.7 Kiss FM. We did something cool around this time last Friday. Last Friday around 9:30 yep. or so. Giving shout outs to all the virtual events that are happening because a lot of nonprofits are struggling because, COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
And people are having to take their events online. So they're still getting the t-shirts and everything that comes with walks, but you're doing it on your own in your neighborhood, in your yard, in your basement, on a treadmill, wherever, doing the walks virtually. And a lot of nonprofits are still in need of funds because they have a lot of important missions.
Well, and let's remember, I think in the beginning we remember. remembered this with COVID, that cancer patients, their immune system, they're really at risk.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're those people that cannot get together in these groups. You can't have them out to a walk. This is not the time. So add that on top of the layer.
Yep.
So, yeah, but they still have to take care of sick people, which, uh-huh. you know, depending on the charity, it might not, or it could be a sick dog or whatever, you
yeah,
know.
Absolutely.
All kinds of people. So, yeah.
Like there's the Out of the Darkness walk that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention does, that it's a virtue, it's an experience this year. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's an important one, because how many people have been impacted by depression and anxiety because of everything that's happened? People have been isolated in their homes, mm-hmm. forced to deal with probably feelings they didn't know that they had before. Who knows?
I feel like I manage my mental health well at this point, but even I struggle with all this stuff. I mean, everybody is.
Yeah.
I get it. It's stressful.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a virtual thing. It's in October, not till October the 11th,
you know,
but still coming up.
Should I tell people real quick how my first virtual walk, just because people keep asking me, what is a virtual walk? And I was like, I did one last weekend for the first time, which is I did it for Project Bubaloo, the Heart and Soul 5K for congenital heart disease.
Yeah.
And it was interesting seeing how it went, because there was about, I think, 12 of us total.
Yeah.
But, you know, we wore masks, and I pulled mine down to do the Facebook Live, you know, because you can still go on social media,
yeah.
but I wasn't around anyone. And then we walked and raised the money. And, you know, if I wasn't near anyone, you know, outside by the lake, I could walk without it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it was interesting, because people are like, well, how does it work? I'm like, you still get everything in the mail. You get the T-shirt and you walk on your own time, or you don't walk at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just literally sign up
right.
for the walk and do your thing, which
yes.
is so cool.
And you're still making the donation. You're still raising money for this nonprofit. So maybe other people have some going on, maybe this weekend. If you have one you want to give a little shout out to, please.
Yes.
414-799-1037. 414-799-1037. We can talk to you, and we'll read your texts next. It's Kiss FM. See, this is the time of year, like late August, you get into September and even October, like run, walk season, all the big fundraisers and events that happened for charities and nonprofit organizations, and all of them are having to be canceled and held virtually. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about right now. So you can call or text 414-799-1037 if you're doing one of these, or you're putting one of these on and you want to get a little bit of love for it. We'd love to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
414-799-1037. Go ahead.
I'm going to be part of another one, the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance, because September is the awareness month for ovarian cancer. So you can basically do Nancy's Run, Rock, and Stroll, which I normally would have been at, but it'll be virtual this year. So that's the one I'm doing in the month of September, which the weekend is the 12th, but you can do it whenever you want. You just got to sign up and then walk or don't walk whenever you want.
Yeah.
It's about the donation. Yeah.
Yep.
So
I found one that I want to sign up for, Allie. And I'm really excited about this one.
What?
It's the Bigfoot Social Distancing Champions Running Challenge for U.S. Food Banks.
Come on!
It's for a good cause! It's for a good cause!
I'm so glad Owen isn't here right now. My kids are gone. Because Owen, if you people don't know, my son called Riggs the other night. Just called him out of nowhere. Said, can I call Riggs? And I said, sure.
Yeah.
And I handed him my phone because I was busy. And Owen sat there and talked to Riggs on FaceTime for a good 10 minutes about Bigfoot.
May have been longer. But it was a good 20-minute conversation.
He
yeah.
loved that, dude. You guys and your Bigfoot, you weirdos.
Yeah.
So wait, where is this at, this Bigfoot walk?
I was excited about it because I just Googled virtual walk runs in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And this one is in like northern Illinois in Lake Zurich. But this one benefits local food banks like Hunger Task Force.
Wow.
And children's food banks. So they're actually helping feed people.
Right.
So it's for a good cause.
You're basically getting a shirt you really want and making a donation.
Yes, I'm just doing it for the shirt because the Bigfoot shirt looks awesome. He's walking and he's holding toilet paper and he has a mask on.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yep.
It's great.
Oh, one more I got to mention, the MS walk in Waukesha.
Oh, that's another one.
Friends who was diagnosed last year. So that's happening September 13th in Waukesha. It's a virtual one. You can sign up for that too. So it's a couple good ones in our area.
Yep.
And you got the Bigfoot one if you want the cool shirt to help the food banks.
Mm-hmm. I think the Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming up soon in Wisconsin as well, which
oh, yes.
is another one. Walk to End uh-huh. Alzheimer's, which is also virtual as well.
Uh-huh.
If you have one you'd like us to shout out, we can do it at 414-799-1037. Virtual walks, virtual events. still helping the nonprofits work. It's KISS. Yeah. 103.7 KISS FM. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app, because your phone is now your radio. Your radio is on your phone with the radio.com app.
Ding, ding.
You didn't know that? Download it for free. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? I told somebody
like
that.
Just like how your phone's your TV. Your TV's your phone. Yeah. And it all goes in one now.
Somebody said that on my Instagram. She goes, I love listening to you, but it gets staticky when I get to work. And I go,
what?
Use the radio.com app. And she goes, what's that?
Honey.
And I was like, oh, come on, man. Come on.
Oh, honey, we'll help you. We got you.
And then she messaged me later and said, this is amazing. I love the app. Radio.com.
Yeah.
Get it for free. Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
Well, you know, Riggs, you are a bit of a complex man, I learned that we talked about school.
Test taking.
And, well, how Riggs is a little stressed about this test he's got to take, but I think you're going to be just fine. Tell everyone the test you're taking.
Look, I'm a skydiver. I jump out of airplanes at Skydive Milwaukee in East Troy, and I'm taking a course this weekend to get my certification to be a tandem master. Doesn't that sound cool?
So you can take people with you. A master.
Yes,
that's hysterical.
A tandem master. Doesn't that sound cool? This sounds like a cool thing to get. But I have to take like this 103-page test. I have to read a 200-page manual on parachutes and emergency procedures because I'll be strapping someone to my chest and pushing them out of an airplane. I should be trained. I should be licensed. Just like you should have a license to be a parent, if you ask me.
You know, I'm a parent and I agree. I don't even know if I would have qualified, quite frankly. Let's be real.
Most people wouldn't. You should need a license to be a parent, I think.
And the Lord said, Amen, Riggs.
Yes. So that's what I'm doing today. I learned something about you. You were not doing well with sleep because you were drinking so much caffeine. You were pounding Diet Cokes.
Obnoxious.
So yesterday you dialed it back, and what were your results?
My results were I was not up all night. Instead, I fell asleep at 3 in the afternoon, and then I slept until 10 p.m., and then I woke up confused as hell because I didn't know what day it was or where I was, and then I went back to bed at 2 and got up at 4:30. So it was, I slept, but now I'm all whacked out because I can't win.
Anybody that doesn't work a traditional 9-to-5 can get that. Like working first shift, waking up at 10 p.m. being like, where am I? What day is it? What time is it? It's worse in the winter when it's always dark too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
bad. So look, I'm still cutting back though.
Good.
I don't want to be all wound up all the time.
Right. Don't go through withdrawals, but.
Yeah, whatever.
You enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your Friday. It's KISS FM. Allie's on till noon.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.